All right, gang, now let me see if I have this plan of yours straight.
Fire away.
You know, this Leroy guy wants to collect the insurance on the apartment that burned down.
Right.
You want me to set up an office in the city where he can come pick up a check, and when he does, I bust him.
That's basically it.
Well, it might work as long as he doesn't get ahead of us.
I don't think he's that smart, but he is greedy. He catches a whiff of the money and he'll go for it.
I hope you're right, Lionel.
Trust me.
Well, if he steps a foot into Chicago, I'll bust him. We can link him to Lionel's uncle's murder and probably a couple others.
Like that pure guy Lionel told us about?
Yeah, I think I can pin that one on him too.
So how do we get him there?
Now, someone needs to call them and set up a meeting. Who's got the most experience being deceitful?
That narrows it down, huh?
Well, why don't I do it? I mean, they'd expect a secretary anyway, wouldn't they?
Well, maybe.
They know my voice, so I'm out. Ryan, too, probably.
Talia would, for sure.
Looks like I win, huh?
Kids Left Behind. Episode 10. The Sting.
Yeah?
May I please speak to Cornelius Gray?
Who's this?
Mr. Gray?
Yeah, who's this?
Mr. Gray, this is Maria Diablo from the law offices of Thomas Fogarty in Chicago.
What you want?
Mr. Fogarty is representing the insurance company handling the settlements in the destruction by fire of your apartment building last week.
What do we get?
Well, sir, I'm not at liberty to discuss the amount over the phone, but I can tell you it is substantial.
Good. I can use that.
Of course you can. Unfortunately, the payout must go to the payer of the rent. Our records indicate that for the past several months, at least, that has not been you.
Yeah, a friend of mine's been helping me out. His name's Leroy Banks.
Would I be able to speak to him, please?
Yeah, hold on. Leroy!
What?
Girl from the insurance is on the phone, wants to talk to you.
Why me?
'Cause you've been paying the rent.
Who is this?
Mr. Banks?
Yeah. Who is this?
My name is Maria Diablo from the law offices of Thomas Fogarty in Chicago.
Oh, you got some money for us?
We will be issuing you a check.
How much?
I'm afraid I can't discuss the amount over the phone, but as I told Mr. Gray, it is substantial.
So when do I get it?
Oh, well, we'd like to get this taken care of as soon as possible, just to get it off our books, you understand?
Yeah, whatever.
Of course, sir, we wouldn't be able to issue a check of this magnitude unless you were able to prove that you are the same Leroy Banks that has been paying the rent on Cornelius Gray's apartment.
Well, I can do that.
All right, well, we need to do that in person.
Yeah, well, I can do that, too.
Leroy and Connie are going to be at your office at 3 tomorrow afternoon.
Sounds like a plan.
Vicky says he bought it, the whole nine yards.
Sounds like your friend Lionel is right. He's too greedy to pass it up.
Hey, ask me if we can watch.
Really? Okay. Vicky wants to know if we can watch this thing go down.
Your friends there, Lionel and Ryan, they've had contact. We don't want them around, just in case.
What about me and Vicky?
As long as you stay out of the way. You can watch the whole thing through our two-way mirror.
Really? Awesome!
Yeah, I gotta scoot here if I'm gonna get this set up in time. Tell you what, I'll give you a call later when I know something, okay?
Yeah, we'll be home all night.
And I'll see you.
Bye.
I take it we can watch?
Yeah, you and I can. But he doesn't want Lionel or Ryan there.
Oh, that'll go over well with Lionel, I bet.
We might as well let him know. Lionel!
What?
Come here, I gotta talk to you!
You want me to leave?
Yeah, it's up to you.
I'll stick around.
What's up?
I just talked to our detective friend, Fogarty.
Yeah?
He thinks this whole thing is gonna go down perfect.
Figured that.
Yeah, there's just one thing.
Yeah?
He doesn't think you and Ryan should be there when they bust Leroy.
Hmm. You say why?
He said Leroy or Cornelius might recognize one of you.
Like if they're watching the place.
Yeah. I suppose that makes sense. I was kind of hoping to be there, though.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. If those dudes had taken my house and killed my uncle...
Hmm. Yeah, well... Are you two gonna be there?
That's the plan.
Well, tell me how it goes down.
I'll count on it.
All right. I gotta...
Something wrong, man? You seem kind of weird. I mean, you know, you don't seem mad that you can't be there tomorrow.
Not mad. I don't know. I mean... You don't think Fogarty don't want me there because I might do something dumb, do you?
No way! Now, to tell you the truth, I think Fogarty likes you.
What do you mean?
Well, this is your plan, Lionel. You're the one who's making this happen.
He just wants his old job back.
No, but then because of you, everybody gets what they want.
What do you get out of it?
Well, hopefully I'll get to see one of my new friends in a better mood for a while.
You mean that?
Yeah, I do.
Thanks.
Hey, you guys!
What?
Bruce is on the phone. He says to turn to channel 9.
You have it on?
Not yet.
Hey, that's that Carpathia guy again.
Oh, here, Judd. Bruce wants to talk to you. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Are you watching 9 by any chance?
Yeah, the Carpathia guy's on.
You know, I got a hunch he could be the guy we're watching out for.
You think he's the Antichrist?
I'm not saying he is, but I think he's worth watching.
No way. He doesn't seem dangerous.
Well, neither will the Antichrist. He's going to seduce everyone.
Well, okay. We'll keep an eye on him. I got my doubts, though.
Yeah. I guess we'll see.
I guess. Talk to you later.
Yeah, bye.
Does he really think it's Carpathia?
He says he thinks it could be.
That doesn't make any sense. He was talking about peace and stuff the other day.
Bruce said the Antichrist is going to seduce everyone.
Talking peace sure does make sense.
Hey, we can worry about that later. All right? We got work to do before tomorrow. Come on.
With the authority and the power and the equipment to do the job. The job of peace.
What are you thinking about, Vic?
Huh?
What are you thinking about? I saw you shaking your head. Something wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. I was just thinking about stuff.
Family?
No, not this time. I'm just thinking we're so different than we were a couple weeks ago.
Huh.
I'm not saying that's bad.
I know. I'm laughing because I was thinking the same thing before.
Oh, great. Now I'm thinking like you.
Could be worse.
Are you scared?
What do you mean? About helping bust Leroy?
Yeah, this today.
You kidding? Yeah. Yeah, I'm scared. Aren't you?
I'm scared. But I'm excited, too. It's like being on a TV show or something.
Except on this show, if someone dies, they won't be back next season. Someone else.
What time you got?
10:45. The clock's right there, over the sink.
Man.
What?
Well, I'm just getting so...
Hungry?
No. I mean, you don't think Talia would figure this thing out? Spill the beans to Leroy, do you?
I don't know. Is she that smart?
I don't know. I better get over there.
You're not leaving.
Dude, I gotta get over to my house.
Well, what if Leroy and that Connie guy are there?
They won't be. They're on their way to Chicago.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
Well, why do you try calling?
Good idea.
Yeah, I get them sometimes.
Give me that phone, will you?
What is it this time? Hello?
Hey, Talia.
Lionel?
Got it. First guest.
What's up with you?
Thought I'd come over. Is that okay with you?
Come on over. Nobody here but me.
Yeah? Where's Leroy at?
He and Connie are in Chicago.
Yeah?
Said something about getting rich or something.
Let me guess. Leroy kills Andre and then collects his life insurance money.
I'm telling you, Leroy didn't kill him.
Ain't nobody gonna shoot themselves in the neck.
They didn't go for Andre's insurance. They went for the apartment insurance.
Yeah? Well, how much is that worth?
Enough to make him go into Chicago, even if it's kind of hot in there for him.
How do they know the cops are looking for him?
Man, cops are always looking for him. All I know, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Listen, I gotta get going.
You coming over?
Nah, I'll see you some other time.
All right. I swear that kid's up to something.
Check this out. Looks just like an old lawyer's office.
Right down to the mildew smell.
Vicky, I need you to record this answer machine message.
What for?
If they call before they get here, I want to play hard to get.
Why?
Oh.
When you're running a sting like this, you can't make it look too easy. The mark may get suspicious.
Wait, the mark? What's the mark?
The victim of the sting. In this case, Banks and Company.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. Pipe down for a second. Hey! Thanks. Okay, Vicky. Read it just like it's written.
Okay, right here? Oh, okay, this is the button. Okay, yeah, ready. You've reached the law offices of Thomas Fogarty. We will be back in the office tomorrow. Please leave a message after the tone. Thank you.
Perfect. Now we wait for them to call.
Say, man, give me that phone.
What for?
Gonna call that lawyer dude, make sure he's in. I don't be hanging around the city anymore than I need to.
You got the number?
Yeah, and his secretary gave it to me. Yeah, 7-7-6.
You've reached the law offices of Thomas Fogarty. We will be back in the office tomorrow.
They can't be closed. Look, they know we coming, man. Look. My name is Banks, and I had an appointment, so you better be there when I get there.
What we gonna do if there ain't nobody there?
Trash the place, man. I want that check.
This the place?
Yeah, that's the address she gave me. Tom Fogarty on the door.
Man, don't look like nobody home.
Hand me that pipe. We'll see who's home.
Inside says closed.
Well, they best open soon.
Man, don't let nobody see you with that pipe, man.
You just keep your eye open. Hold it. There is someone in there. Hey! Hey, man, you open?
No, not today. Come back tomorrow.
I had an appointment.
Today?
Yeah, today. Why you think I'm standing out here?
Hang on.
Yeah, you go check your appointment book, fool.
Yeah.
Your name Binks?
Banks.
Right, Banks. Hang on a second, let me grab the keys.
Yeah, you do that. You better get rid of this.
You want me to wait out here?
No, man. I don't want this guy giving us no trouble. Now, I want you large and in charge.
Can do.
Yeah, here he comes.
Come in, come in. I'm sorry for making you wait. I wasn't supposed to be in the office today. Big court case. I just came back for some notes and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, that's cool. But as long as we're all here, why don't we just get this thing taken care of?
I'd like to, but I have to be in court in 30 minutes.
This ain't gonna take no 30 minutes, man. We were told that you had a check for us, so give it up.
Yeah, okay. Right. I'm gonna need you to refresh me on what this is all about.
Connie here.
That's Cornelius Gray.
Right, he rented an apartment on Halsted till it burned down.
Right, the insurance thing.
Yeah, that's it.
So... what is this to you, Mr. Banks?
It's Banks, and I've been paying the rent for the past several months.
Why is that?
None of your business, that's why.
Sorry. Proceed.
Proceed? You proceed and give me that check.
I'm sorry, were you expecting the check today?
Why else would we come down here?
This initial meeting was just for paperwork, signatures, identification, that type of thing.
So bring the papers on, man. We'll sign them.
But then the documents need to be approved by the Home Office before the check can be released.
Oh, whoa. Wait a minute. Now, we was told that you had a check for me. Now, all I want is a check. You dig?
Yeah, I dig. But the problem is, if I release the check to you before the Home Office verifies everything, then I get in trouble. I got a wife to feed.
Oh, you a lawyer, man. You ain't gonna starve. Unless, of course, your mouth is wide shut or something.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I ain't leaving here without that check. Now, even if I gotta take you and this office apart to get it.
Yeah, Grandma, okay. We have to wait till they have the check.
Does he really need to see their driver's licenses?
just one more way to make sure we don't bust the wrong guys.
Then give me the check. This is really highly irregular. Just give me the check. Very well. Here you are. Make sure your names are spelled right. What's this all about?
It says you're under arrest.
What the? Leroy Banks, you are under arrest for the murder of Andre Dupree and for the...
Whoa, wait a minute!
This is just like the TV show.
Yep, they got him good.
Judd, hand me that walkie-talkie.
Here you go.
Thanks. This is Team 1. Banks is down. Team 2, move in on the secondary.
Hey, secondary, who's that?
Talia Gray.
Listen, are you coming over?
Talia, what are you doing calling here?
Weirdest thing, man. Leroy and Connie ripped off this house and took a VCR. And there was this tape inside it that you gotta see.
What is it?
Some pastor or something talking about if we're watching this, it's cause he's gone to heaven.
Seen it.
What?
I seen it already.
Wait a minute, he's talking about all the stuff we've been going through. Explaining what happened. Just like my mama used to tell me.
Like I told you before, I was the only person in my family that didn't believe. That's why I was left behind.
Me too, I guess.
It's not too late to do something about that.
Wait, hang on. Someone's at the door.
Lionel Washington, you're at my house.
Did you give Talia Gray permission to be here?
No.
You one of the kids working with Fogarty?
Yeah, I guess.
All I need to know. You have a nice day.
Man, this is just nuts.
So, what do you think, Judd? Your first sting.
And it goes off without a hitch.
Pretty impressive.
I wish Lionel would have been here to see it.
Did you call and tell him about it?
Oh, yeah. He was pretty happy.
I bet. I imagine he wanted Leroy busted pretty bad.
Wouldn't you?
I suppose.
Fogarty!
Eddie! What can I do you for?
I just wanted to say nice job. After that collar, you ought to be back on homicide in no time.
I'm hoping. Of course, the way I hear it, homicide's been working double shifts just like the rest of us working stiffs.
Got that right. These disappearances are messing everything up.
So, what do you guys make of the disappearances?
Oh, man, don't get me started.
Oh, what do you mean?
I hear you, Eddie. You name it, I've heard it. Everybody's got their angle on it, and they all sound dumb.
Like what?
Everything. Crazy thing is, out of everything I've heard so far, the most plausible theories are space aliens and Jesus.
You think?
I don't know too many people that don't know somebody who vanished.
Yeah, you too.
Nobody in my family. A couple in my apartment complex and a few guys in the department.
How about you?
Me? Yeah. A couple of aunts. Religious old biddies. That's what makes me think God might have had something to do with this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Rest of the family was never what you'd call religious. Then these two start showing up to Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners with their Bibles.
Oh, that must have been weird.
They were a couple of weird ladies. Both were widowed when they were still fairly young. Moved into the same apartment. Then one day, someone invited them to a church meeting or religious rally or something. Next thing we know, they're telling us they got saved and they're gonna start going to church and blah, blah, blah.
So these aunts of yours disappeared though, right?
Yeah.
Ever consider that maybe they were saved?
What are you talking about, Eddie? Saved from what?
Whatever. I mean, is anybody else in your family gone?
Well, my first wife, but to be honest, I didn't lose any sleep over that.
Was she religious?
Was she? In fact, that's why we split.
You know, I'm no detective or nothing, but doesn't anybody see a pattern here?
What? That all people who disappeared are religious? That don't prove anything. For all I know, they were all left-handed, too.
Your ex-wife wasn't left-handed.
I'm just saying.
And I'm just saying. There were guys on the job who told me about God and everything, and those guys are all gone. Just got me thinking.
That's dangerous.
Okay, you guys can laugh, but what if it's true? What if this was something God pulled off? Where does that leave us?
That's a good question.
A very good question.
Well, you brought it up, smart guy. What's your take? What do you think about all this?
I got it, Ryan.
Okay.
Hope it's Judd. Hello?
Lionel?
Talia, that you?
Yeah, it's me.
I thought you got busted.
Got that right, I got busted. They give me one phone call, so I figure I'd call the person who put me here.
Don't you think you should have called a lawyer?
Lawyer ain't gonna do me no good. Leroy's gonna think I set him up. I'm as good as dead.
Talia!
They're just gonna figure you and your genius friends had something to do with this. And y'all are as good as dead, too.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.